Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Overlooking the behavior of uncivilized people. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and turn away, that is, overlook the behavior from ignorant people. A note that this verse indicates that one should not retaliate when confronted with an errant behavior from ignorant people. There's an incident regarding Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Uyayna ibn Ihsan rahimahullah once came to Madinatul Munawwara and remained a guest at the home of his nephew Har ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Har ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu was proficient in the understanding of the Quran and Majid, which accorded him the privilege of being a member of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's consultative panel. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to allow the learned Sahaba to participate in his special gatherings, and he would consult them when important decisions had to be made. Nevertheless, Uyayna rahmatullah alayhi said to his nephew, "The Khalifa has high regard for you, so request him to permit me to attend those special gatherings." So Har radiallahu ta'ala anhu complied, and his elderly uncle was allowed to attend the gathering. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, when this old man arrived, he called out to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, "Hey, O son of Khattab, you do not give us any grants from the public treasury, nor do you rule justly." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala became enraged and was about to take the man to task, when Har radiallahu ta'ala anhu intervened and said, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran al-Majid to ignore the errant behavior of ignorant people, and this man is surely ignorant." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stopped dead in his tracks and abided to the Quranic instruction. He further remarked, "And indeed, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was strictly and unflinchingly compliant with the teachings of the Quran and Majid." Another incident of this nature regarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I was walking with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was wearing a coarse edged shawl that was manufactured in Najran. A Bedouin advanced to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pulled the shawl with such force that I saw the imprints on the blessed shoulder of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then said, 'Assign to me some of Allah's wealth that is in your possession.' So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards him, smiled, and commanded that somebody to give him some wealth." Note, subhanallah, this was the perfection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's noble conduct. His display of tolerance and generosity in such circumstance is truly remarkable. May Allah ta'ala inspire us by his sublime conduct. Amen. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah, inshallah. Stuff.